Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Functional Maternity Using Functional Medicine and Nutrition to Improve Pregnancy and Childbirth Outcomes by Sarah Thompson is a nonfiction health and pregnancy resource that applies functional medicine principles to prenatal care, rather than treating pregnancy as a uniformly managed condition. The book emphasizes how the body changes across systems during gestation and how nutrition, lifestyle, and individualized assessment can support those changes. It is aimed primarily at practitioners and informed readers who want a deeper scientific framework for improving pregnancy and childbirth outcomes. The book draws on research to connect maternal nutrition with common pregnancy concerns such as nausea, blood pressure issues, and broader metabolic and inflammatory patterns. Its purpose is practical as well as educational. It offers a way to think about pregnancy care that bridges conventional maternity support with functional medicine and nutrition. Focus strategies. Because of that focus, it reads more like a professional reference than a casual pregnancy guide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a functional medicine framework for understanding pregnancy as a whole body process. One of the book's central contributions is its use of functional medicine to explain pregnancy as a multi-system physiological transition rather than a single obstetric event. This matters because pregnancy affects digestion, circulation, immune activity, energy metabolism, and hormonal regulation at the same time. Sarah Thompson uses that perspective to show why a one-size-fits-all approach often misses the underlying patterns that shape maternal health. The book is not simply arguing for more supplements or stricter diets. It is arguing for a more integrated way of evaluating how the pregnant body adapts and where support may be needed. That approach gives readers a broader diagnostic lens for understanding why symptoms cluster together and why nutrition can influence more than one outcome at once. The result is a model that is especially relevant to clinicians and birth workers who want to move beyond symptom management and toward root cause thinking within maternity care. Secondly, nutrition as a tool for improving maternal and fetal outcomes. Nutrition is the book's most consistent practical theme, but it is presented as a clinical intervention rather than general wellness advice. Thompson argues that nutritional status influences both maternal resilience and fetal development, which makes food choices and nutrient adequacy central to pregnancy outcomes. The book highlights how targeted nutritional strategies can support healthier adaptation to pregnancy and may reduce the likelihood or severity of some common complications. That emphasis is important because it reframes prenatal nutrition from a passive recommendation into an active part of care planning. Instead of treating diet as secondary to medical monitoring, the book positions it as one of the main levers available to practitioners and expectant mothers. The strength of this section is its specificity. Nutrition is not discussed in isolation, but in relation to changing physiological needs, symptom patterns, and prevention-oriented maternity care. This makes the book particularly useful for readers who want nutritional reasoning tied to real pregnancy concerns. Practical dietary protocols for common pregnancy complaints. A distinctive feature of the book is its applied focus on creating dietary protocols for specific pregnancy-related conditions, according to the available descriptions. AXTA, Thompson addresses issues such as gestational hypertension and pregnancy nausea, showing how functional medicine can guide more tailored nutritional responses. This is a meaningful departure from books that only outline broad prenatal nutrition principles because it helps readers connect theory with actionable care decisions. The value of this approach lies in its flexibility. Different symptoms can reflect different underlying physiological needs, so the response should not be identical in every case. By organizing nutrition around conditions rather than generic advice, the book offers a more clinically useful structure for practitioners and serious students. It also underscores the book's evidence-based orientation, since the goal is not simply to suggest foods but to build protocols grounded in research and biological reasoning. That gives the book a stronger professional utility than many general pregnancy nutrition guides. Fourthly, bridging functional medicine with acupuncture, obstetrics, and maternity care practice. The book is also notable for its attempt to bridge functional medicine with other maternity care disciplines, including acupuncture and obstetrical care. This cross-disciplinary orientation is important because pregnancy support often happens across multiple professional settings. And the book seems designed to help those systems speak a common language. Thompson's own background as a licensed acupuncturist, doula, and functional medicine practitioner shapes this integrative perspective. Rather than isolating nutrition from hands-on maternity care, the book presents it as part of a broader support framework. That makes it relevant to professionals who work at the intersection of complementary and conventional care and need a reasoned way to coordinate recommendations. The bridge is conceptual as well as practical. The book suggests that pregnancy outcomes may improve when bodily systems, dietary patterns, and clinical observation are considered together, For readers in the maternity field, this interdisciplinary lens is one of the book's clearest differentiators. Lastly, a professional reference for birth workers, educators, and advanced readers, the book's audience is an important part of its identity. Reviews and descriptions consistently suggest that it is best suited to health practitioners, childbirth educators, midwives, doulas, acupuncturists, and other readers who want a more advanced prenatal resource. Its density is often described as textbook-like, which is a limitation for casual readers but a strength for professionals seeking depth. That style reflects the book's purpose to provide enough scientific and conceptual material for informed application, not just simplified advice. In practice, this means the book is likely most useful to readers who need to explain the rationale behind nutrition-based maternity care, teach others, or integrate functional principles into existing work. The book stands out because it fills a gap between popular pregnancy nutrition books and highly technical clinical literature. It offers enough substance to support serious study while remaining focused on a practical maternal health agenda. That positioning gives it a clear role in the maternity care literature. In conclusion, Functional Maternity is best suited to readers who want pregnancy care explained through a functional medicine and nutrition lens, especially practitioners and informed students rather than casual expectant parents, midwives, doulas, acupuncturists, childbirth educators, and functional medicine clinicians will likely benefit most from its systems-based approach and its emphasis on translating research into practice. The book is also useful for readers who want to understand why prenatal nutrition matters beyond basic dietary advice, since it links nutritional status to physiological adaptation and specific pregnancy concerns. What makes it stand out in its category is its bridge-building role. Offering and a house to cozying, many pregnancy books either stay broad and consumer-friendly or remain narrowly clinical, but this one sits between those poles by combining evidence-based nutrition, functional medicine reasoning, and maternity care applications. That makes it especially valuable as a reference for those who want a deeper framework for discussing pregnancy outcomes, symptom patterns, and individualized support. Its density may limit accessibility, but that same depth is what makes it distinctive. If you would like to support Sarah Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.